flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What up, everybody? B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to have a busy show for you today. J.P. Finley is out, a little under the weather. So we're going to landfill myself and White Brian. We're going to take care of this thing for you today. We're going to bring you all different types of news. Today we have a busy show. Joe Beninati will be joining us at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk a little bit about the Caps and how well they've been playing, because Joe B. will be able to tell us everything we need to know about the Caps. Barry Zaluga will be joining us and recap this Commanders football season, and also talk a little bit about what he expects coming from the offseason. And I'm going to be asking you all, too, what you expect for the Commanders in this offseason. I have a letter that Josh Harris sent out to the fans, and I'll be pleased to read that to you, because you know what? I don't think many other people would have put something out like that. Josh did. We have Bleep You Thursdays at 1 o'clock, and also our guy, Peter Rosenberg, will be joining us. Now, before we get started in the show today, I'm just going to address this, and we'll probably give you updates later on in the show as we get them ourselves. But we are a sports show, and we try our best to stick to sports on a regular basis, because that is what people come here for. But we are not inhuman, okay? We are human beings, and we are affected, and we see things just like everybody else. And that was a tragic incident that happened last night in our area, and we all know we have 2 busy airports, or 3, to be honest, when you add BWI into it, BWI, DCA, and also IAD. They're very, very busy international airports, and there are things coming in and out, and sometimes situations happen. If you start thinking about, I think it was 1982, the 14th Street Bridge, there was a major, major crash that was historical. And I think last night brought a little bit of that back to a lot of people that were around then. Hell, I was in Louisiana in 82, 14 years old, and I can remember that because that was all over the TVs. And when I got to D.C., I immediately went to that bridge to try to see where was the bridge, because you look at the how low it is, you think it's impossible. And then when you start talking about airlines and airplanes and helicopters and all of the, you know, the technical things that are in it, you think something like this is basically impossible at this time. But last night, we had a Black Hawk helicopter and a CRJ, I remember the exact number, a regional jet from American Airlines that was coming from Wichita, Kansas, and they collided. And no one is there, they don't expect any survivors. I think it was kind of a misnomer last night when they say, oh, they got 4 bodies and they're taking it by the airport. That was, people thought there was someone that was living, but they are not expecting any are survivors. I think they found 27 to 30 people at this point. There were 3 people in the helicopter and 64 people on the plane. And I just want to say, you know what? My condolences goes out to every family out there. And as I try to do on a regular basis, tell your people you love them, man. You know, make sure people understand that you have feelings for them, because look, this is a tragic things happen in an instant. You don't know when something is going to go wrong. You know, just any little simple thing. So every day, make sure your people know that you love them, and get on your knees and pray that it wasn't one of your family members on the plane, but also ask God for to help those people get through this tragic situation, because it was tough. It is tough. And I'm sure the people that were sitting in that airport waiting for their people to come and then all of a sudden hear about a crash, that has to be one of the roughest days or things you can hear in your life. So we're going to get through this, and I'm going to try to transition. As I told Landfield, this is going to be a tough-ass transition to go from that, because that's serious. That's real life. Listen, man, we get pissed off about sports. We have our different feelings, and we get mad at other fans for cheering for other teams, but it ain't like that, okay? So whenever you get out there and you're watching your team play, Eagle fans, realize it ain't that damn serious. Life is much more serious than this game of football. And everybody is out here just to release a little bit. Like, sports is about a release. Sports is not about, you know, going out there and wanting to tell somebody they got to cheer for the team you cheer for. They didn't grow up in your area. Hell, they're not going to cheer for that team. But they have the right to cheer for their team as much as you cheer for yours. And I want to thank Josh Harris, because, you know, Josh Harris, since I met him, has been a stand-up person. He cares about the fans. It's not fake. I recall myself and Chick Hernandez at the beginning of this season in, Cleveland, when we had the first preseason game, right, Anvil? And it was raining outside. And I had heard little tidbits about Josh is going to be sitting out there with the fans. And I'm like, it's drizzling right now. You know, and if he had changed his mind, I can understand that. But then I look out there, and he's right there amongst the fans sitting with them. And after the game, I went to him, and I said, man, that's going to go a long way. Because you basically put yourself, you basically, like I was told by my coach, you have to lower yourself, and people will elevate you. You lower yourself to make people say, you make them understand that you don't think you're better than them. And I think a lot of people took that situation, and they really, really began to look at it in a different light. And then every game, if someone wanted to take a picture, he'll take a picture. He's jumping the high five. You know, I'm not saying he had to jump the high five, but he's jumping up to high five people that are in the stands and things like that. And you can just see he's a real dude. And I'm going to read this letter. And this is a letter he sent out to the fans. Landfield, don't be laughing. I got to put my glasses on. I got to see this. All right. This is from Josh Harris to the Commander fans. They, dear Commander fans, this season marked the beginning of bringing Washington football back to its status as a premier franchise in the NFL and restoring the significance, pride, sense of community that this team has represented for decades. Growing up in Chevy Chase, I remember Sundays when the entire DMV came together in support. Those memories shaped my vision for this franchise, and I will continue to strive tirelessly to build a team that unites and inspires for years to come. When we became stewards of this franchise 2 summers ago, our mission was clear: to win on the football field and in the community by creating a culture of excellence, attracting the best talent, and investing deeply in our team. I could not be proud of our front office and coaching staff led by Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, who have set the tone for this franchise and laid the foundation for success. And starting next week, Mark Klaus will officially join the organization. Mark brings decades of experience as an exceptional business leader and will focus on creating amazing fan experiences and ensuring our team delivers for the communities we are so fortunate to serve. Of course, none of this would be possible without the incredible efforts of our players, whose hard work, grit, and brotherhood define this season. A special thank you to Jaden Daniels, who made history and shattered records. And thank you to our additional postseason captains, Zach Ertz, Terry McLaurin, Jeremy Reeves, and Bobby Wagner, along with the rest of the players. everyone stepped up and contributed to deliver a 12-5 regular season and a thrilling playoff run. This season was tremendous, was a tremendous reminder that the Commanders can galvanize not just a fan base, but an entire community. I saw that on the road myself. Our mission to build an elite franchise and create unforgettable experiences begins and ends with you, the fans. Your unwavering support has meant everything. Week after week, through highs, lows, and unforgettable moments that Hail Mary in week 8, you showed up. We're building this for you, and we won't stop until we have a championship. Thank you for being on this journey with us. With sincere gratitude and excitement for what's ahead, Josh Harris. Listen, man. He probably didn't have to, but I think he felt obligated to, because when he talks about the support and how fans showed up, every week JP and I came back here, we talked about the fans on the road. I went to places this year where I did not expect to see a lot of fans, and I saw them. I have friends all over this country, and I began to hear people were starting to hit me from California, Vegas, all over this country where they have Commanders bars, okay? Like, we always see all these other bars in our location, in our locale, but as I began to talk to a lot of my friends, they're like, I'm going to go over here because they wanted to see, because I was so excited about it. They wanted to find out, is there a place around this town we can go? And there was places. And two of them that they kept hitting me from, I have two people hitting me from California and Vegas, huge, huge following. And it woke up a lot of people around this country. And as I say many a time, there were a lot of people saying, well, I'm done, I'm not coming back. A lot of people have come back, don't want to admit it. But let's just remember, those players out there are fighting. And there are players on the team now that I see will bring a lot of people back, because Jaden Daniels' jersey is the number one selling jersey out there. And to say that no fans are back and nobody is following the team, and, hell, somebody's following it. Is it other team fans buying it? I doubt it. I believe this team and what Josh just stated, this is the beginning of what's to come. And I believe they have all the right people in place. You know, I've had conversation with Adam Peters. I've talked to Dan Quinn. I'm impressed. You know, I have been around a lot of coaches. I've been around a lot of GMs. I've been around a lot of players. And rarely do I talk to a front office person, coaches, and players from the same team that all of them think very much alike.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not hard, but you got to put some time into it. They are bringing people in here that sees the vision of their leadership. Adam first, then Dan, and then all the veterans on this team, the leaders on this team. When you hear Terry McLaurin talk and you hear Bobby Wagner talk, you hear Jaden, the young buck, talk, even Mikey Sarin still, those guys are talking about you have to be a commander, have to live the commander way. And we can say that, and I'm sure there are people in other cities that said about their team, you know, the Eagles and the Chiefs and all that type of stuff. You know what it means? It means someone who comes in here who's going to work their ass off for the common goal of what this team is trying to get. It's going to mean the people that's going to sacrifice during the season to make sure they can get to where they can go. When the season started, I'm going to be honest. And I'm sure if everybody else is honest, probably 99.9% of the people would be saying what I'm saying. I didn't think that they could make it to the NFC Championship game. But as the season went on, they began to pull me that way. Because I saw a togetherness, a brotherhood, and people willing to work and sacrifice to get where they had to go. And when you have everybody to a man doing that, that is possible. Because it doesn't come down to, like, people always talk about how talented a team is. If your team is talented, but they don't have a work ethic, if your team is talented and they don't have dedication, ain't happening. So people try to knock Washington from the 87 Super Bowl, I think it was, when they made it to the Super Bowl They won the championship and all that stuff. With they had a lot of scab players playing at first. They had a lot of teams. Dallas, they crossed the picket line. They had the majority of their damn team, all the talented guys. Washington had a bunch of scab players. But who they had leading them? Joe Gibbs. And I know that's a man that knows how to galvanize people. And he had all those guys believing in themselves, and they beat Dallas. And they positioned that team, and then when everybody came back across the picket line, they rolled in. What did they do? Won the championship. And people try to downplay that, but you know what? That may be one of the best jobs he's ever done. He went against guys that had their NFL players, and you had guys that were, some of them, and this is no farce, some guys came out of jail. Some guys had never made it to the NFL, but they got picked up when they had the scabs, and they beat the professional teams because they worked. They believed in themselves. They believed in each other, and they believed in the man that was leading them. I am a person where if you are going to be the person I'm going to follow, you have to make sure I know that you believe in me. So I look at people ahead of me, I look at my dad. My dad was like, he was tough, but he also let you know how much he thought of you. And hell, whether he was blowing smoke or just talking, he got me to believe I could do any damn thing in the world. Told me at 10 years old, I'm a Mitch, I could do anything. And I watched Dan Quinn when he talks about guys and how he go one-on-one with them and let them know that he believes in them. And then I watched the same person go the next week and ball the hell out. We need to have that type of thing. And I think what Dan has done, what Josh is doing now, what Adam has done, this is the beginning. And as he said, they do it for us. And we need to go out there and we need to help them out and cheer as much as we can and be as dedicated to the team as we can be. And it's going to work because I think we want a winner. And I believe we're going to get a winner. And I believe the guys on this football team, they are winners already. And then they're going to be even bigger winners because I understand you play. People think if you don't make the Super Bowl, you didn't have success. But when you start a season in Vegas, who's very good at their numbers, they say we expect you to win 6.5 games. They blew past that in the first half of the season. Okay? And then they carried on and win 12. And then they win the playoffs and won 2 more. That is a successful season. And the way sports are set up is life, we always say if you're not winning, you're losing. No. Sometimes you can still, we always say you learn the most from failures than you do from success. Because when you're successful, you become complacent. You relax. When you fail, you're looking to learn a little bit more. You want to prove people wrong, so you start working a little harder. So I believe this football team were winners last year. They didn't get where they wanted to go, but they got a lot farther than everybody else thought they can get. Because when I talked to guys in that locker room, they felt they could do some things. And that's how it starts. But like Adam Peters stated, everybody at the end of the season go back to zero. We got one more game. We got a week and about a few, 2 days, 3 days left in this season. And then the Kansas City Chiefs, although they'd be Kansas City Chiefs or the Eagles, whoever wins it, they will go back to zero because what they did prior is not going to dictate nothing about what's going to come up the next year or so. So we will figure it out. We'll see how things are going. But you know, we're going to take a break here. But when we get back, I'm going to take some calls for you. I want to know, what do you expect from the Commanders in this offseason? All right? And I'm not just trying to say, I don't need no one to call in here and tell me who we got to go get. No, I'm talking about, do you expect this team to stay status quo? Or do you expect them to be spend a lot of money? Or will they be just like they were this year? They came out this year, they were methodical in what they did. Well, last year, they were methodical in what they did, and they got a lot of success and a lot of good from it. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. We'll take your calls when we get back.